This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester. Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Tim.
Very kindly. What's Cooking right now is some of our favorite Steelers and Ravens moments. And we're on the airwaves again for another 10 minutes. So your last chance to chime in on any of the topics today. But more importantly, your favorite moments from this rivalry and its history at 412-928-9370. The slam dunk one is the Troy Polamalu pick six in the AFC Championship game. That is the, I was in the building for that. I was almost catapulted. I was sandwiched in between my dad and some random guy bear hugging. And I almost fell down like 3 or 4 rows of bleachers. And we were up in the 500 level and the thing was shaking.
Like, I'm sure that's probably one of the best days of your life still.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I was at both of those AFC Championship games against the Jets, and then the one against the Ravens, obviously, is what we're talking about here. But yeah, both of those games were incredible.
And that was Jim Nantz on the call, too, on CBS, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Because the call also enhanced the play.
Yeah.
Number 43 could send the Steelers to Super Bowl 43 or whatever he said. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
That is the moment. The other one that comes to mind is the immaculate extension. Antonio Brown just out of nowhere sneaking that football across the goal line and the ref coming in and signaling touchdown because it was.
That was Christmas Day, too.
Was that Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
I think it was Christmas Day. Or was it Christmas Eve? No, it was Christmas Day.
I remember because we, growing up, we always used to stay at my aunt and uncle's house Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. In the last couple of years, because a bunch of people have kids now, everybody goes home.
That's how I
after
remembered
Christmas
it.
Eve.
Right.
So I was watching it in their basement, but I couldn't remember if that was on their basement, in their basement Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. That was Christmas Day in 2016.
Eli Rogers had a couple great catches in that game. He's kind of forgotten about. He was a very underrated player for the Steelers.
Four receptions for 84 yards. Eli Rogers had a pretty decent season in 2016 also. 48 receptions for 594 and 3 touchdowns. Obviously, the guy is Antonio Brown in that offense. And when you've got as dynamic of a player as Antonio Brown in his prime, you didn't really need a whole lot behind him as far as wide receivers were concerned. But Eli Rogers did have a pretty darn good season. And then a couple of years later, he rode in a UPS truck to training camp and then got cut. And that was the end of Eli Rogers' tenure as a Steeler.
Very sad.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are some of your favorite Steelers-Ravens moments? Other than the two, I think, biggest ones in recent history.
I gave mine away last segment when I was talking about my experience in the 2010 divisional round, AFC divisional round game at Heinz Field at the time, but when Antonio Brown made the shoulder pad catch along the sideline, I still have no clue how Ben Roethlisberger threw that ball as far as he did in the air. It was like 60 yards in the air right on the dot, and it was on a huge third and 20. if you think back to it, they needed 20 yards for the first down, and Big Ben uncorks a deep ball, launches it down the sideline, and it just perfectly goes straight to Antonio Brown, where the defender can't make a play on it, and he makes an absurd grab. And that was kind of the birth of Antonio Brown. He had a great game within that year against the Chicago Bears, but that was like the first play where it was like, wow, this guy's really going to be a star.
There was a Monday night game too. I believe this was 2008. I'd have to go back, and again, it's some of the years they run together, but I believe this was the year that they won the Super Bowl before the AFC Championship game that year. But they were down, I think, 13-3 or maybe even 13-0 in the second quarter or the third quarter. And Ben threw a bullet over the middle to Santonio Holmes. And then on the ensuing possession, they had a strip sack and a score for, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Lamar Woodley, and that completely flipped the tie.
Oh, that was the Troy Polamalu tomahawk on Joe Flacco. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
And Isaac Redman ran it in, I think, for the score within the 10-yard line.
And they were wearing the gold helmet throwbacks that everybody wanted them to bring back this year. That was a great game, too. It's a lot of just unbelievable moments.
It's also the players, too, involved in these matchups. It's not just Steelers, Ravens, black and gold. You pair it with purple and black, but it's also the names that go with it. Joe Flacco, Big Ben, Terrell Suggs, James Harrison, Lamar Woodley, Ray Lewis. And you can go back and forth, and on both sides, each team, if you look at safety, you have a comparison for the other team at safety. Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, I mean, the list goes on and on. Ryan Clark. That's what made, to me, the Steelers-Ravens rivalry so great. And also the roles of the NFL at the time. You could fully lay somebody out, and there was basically slim to none on the repercussions for it.
Yeah, absolutely. 412-928-9370, that's the number. What are some of your favorite Steelers-Ravens moments of all time? We've got about 4 minutes left to take your phone calls, so this is quite literally your last chance. I'm not going to offer up a prediction. I'm not going to offer up a prediction because I am on the air 2 more times before Steelers-Ravens on Sunday. I am on the evening show tomorrow night from 6 until 10:35 with Logan Arblaster again. So we'll cook up some goodies again for tomorrow night instead of tomorrow midday. And then I am on, and I'm really excited to be on the day of the game. That is, so obviously, like, the schedule changes with, you know, if it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, Fan Game Day with Donnie and Mark and Jeff takes up the morning show or the morning time slot available on Sundays. That's why sometimes you heard me typically on Sunday mornings, non-football season, when the Steelers play at 1 o'clock, sometimes that'll go away. But anytime that they don't, like I was on Sunday morning when the Steelers played Monday night against the Dolphins, 4 o'clock Sunday games, what have you. Obviously with a night game on Sunday, that 7 to 11 a.m. shift is available. Craig Riley texts me and I'm like, hell yeah, I want to be on the day of the game. Very much looking forward to that. So again, you can hear me tomorrow night, 6 to 10:35 for the fan evening show. And then on Sunday morning, the day of the game, 7 until 11. I will offer up my prediction in the final segment at like 10:45 on Sunday morning. So again, no prediction out of me today. Well, Logan, tomorrow be your last show before the game.
I have one on Saturday, okay. 12 to 6 Saturday, but it'll be the last time that we're together.
Okay. Now, if you want to save your prediction for the last airwave you're on, show you're on before the game, by all means, but I would welcome one out of you tomorrow night.
Oh, no, I'll be prepared for tomorrow. I could give it now, but I'll hold on to it.
Yep, we'll hold on to it. That's how we encapsulate more listeners for tomorrow.
Trying to reel everybody
in. And we're trying to reel more people in with the unofficial calling of the hashtag. Can we hashtag it? Blackout Akershire?
It's official. Pittsburgh, if you're listening, we need everybody. Everybody in the seats, all black, just like at PNC Park. We know what Pittsburgh could do when there's a blackout. Akershire Stadium, Sunday night, 8:25.
Because God knows that the Pirates aren't going to give us an opportunity to have a blackout anytime soon. Hey, that's what 2026 is for. Okamoto might be coming down the pipeline in a couple of days when he gets officially posted for free agency from Japan on the 4th. Ryan O'Hearn, Brandon Lau. Maybe 2026 is filled with Pirates success. Maybe Paul Skeens will be pitching in a playoff game in 2026. And who the hell knows? Kyle Dubas might get into his bag of tricks. Buy at the deadline. Tyler Kennedy didn't think so this morning when we talked to him. But go out and get a big name. And maybe Sidney Crosby and the boys are making a playoff run in 2026. Something about the new year makes me feel a little bit optimistic. Give it a couple of weeks and that might go away. But other than that, it's the time of year to feel it. It's the time of the year to be optimistic about what the next 364 days has in store. And the other thing before we say goodbye that I didn't mention earlier in the show, I stopped at Sheetz this morning to grab a coffee and a breakfast sandwich. I don't know what kind of omen this is, but you know what my order number was?
Number 7?
No, 365.
Wow.
Day one of 365. Meaning there's...
That's got to mean something good. Hopefully.
Does it mean a playoff berth for the Steelers?
I'm going to take it that way for now.
I will as well. Logan, enjoy you as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6.
Same here, brother. Sounds good.
Thanks to Tyler Kennedy and Jeff Hathorn for joining the program. Thanks to the YouTube friends for commenting all show long like you typically do. And thanks to you for watching, listening, and consuming 93.7 The Fan on this New Year's Day 2026. Donnie Football and Dom DiTommaso are next. I am back on the air tomorrow night at 6. We'll talk to you then. And until then, Happy New Year on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.